From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval. And check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval. On the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Racing Lines, VSiN's Formula One betting show with the English racing expert, Mikhail Miranda. Here is Wes Reynolds.
Welcome into Racing Lines, episode part two for us here on the Formula One podcast, right here on VSiN, the biggest sports stats and information network. Wes Reynolds, Mikhail Miranda, going to be here breaking down Formula One every week. We had a week off last week after the Miami Grand Prix. Formula One makes its first excursion to North America in 2022. And Max Verstappen made it hoppin', so to speak, after a rough Friday with some braking issues. Max Verstappen and Red Bull do get the win in the Miami Grand Prix. They'll be back here in the States later this fall in Austin at Circuit of the Americas for the U.S. Grand Prix. But little bit of a gap closing in the driver standing. Red Bull, Max Verstappen closed the gap on Charles Leclerc, who did win the pole. Mikhail, get us up to speed on what we saw down in Miami.
We saw some of the most interesting things that happened. One of the most things that came from the driver was safety. Turn 14 was a very dangerous corner. We saw signs arcing on everyone saying, hey, can we please change the barrier from concrete to Tech Pro? This is really big because for a crash that could have been about 7, maybe even 10 Gs, that's the gravity force that you feel when you crash, everyone that crashed in that corner felt 56 Gs. That's 56 times your body weight in that crash. That was so surprising that the FIA is like, nope. We're going to stick with the concrete. We're not going to do anything much. Just, it's good the way it is. Just drive slower. Okay. The other thing is, as you said, Max Verstappen finishes in pole. Charles Leclerc, Carlos Sainz, good podium. 2-3 for them. Major thing to talk about is Sergio Perez started in fourth, stayed in fourth, and Red Bull did announce post-race that he had engine problems, which is a bit concerning to me because this is another time that Red Bull have come up with reliability issues. I have no idea what's going on there with them, but I've got to see something interesting come up. But yeah.
Yeah, that was your podium. Verstappen, Leclerc, and Sainz. So Ferrari 2-3. Rounding out the points classification, Sergio Perez in fourth. Nice run for George Russell, despite the fact he didn't make it out of Q2. He gets a fifth place finish. Lewis Hamilton, Mercedes still looking for something here. That's been the story of the season, how, you know, off the beaten path that they have been, at least behind Ferrari and Red Bull. Lewis Hamilton 6th. Valtteri Bottas in 7th. Esteban Ocon started 20th on the grid, ends up with an 8th place finish. Alex Albon from the Williams in 9th, and Lance Stroll, the last classification, in 10th for the Aston Martin. So the real big disappointments, Pierre Gasly was a top 10 qualifier. He retired from the race, as did Lando Norris. He was involved in a collision earlier in the race. So More things change, the more they stay the same. It's Red Bull, Ferrari so far, and we'll see if that's going to continue in the Spanish Grand Prix.
Oh, it's going to be very interesting to see what's going on, and we'll see Charles up, still leading the driver standings. Max in second, closing that distance really quickly.
He closed that distance on lap number 9 in the Miami Grand Prix, too, because Leclerc was on the pole. Max ends up second, and Max just flew by him, and then never really was challenged until that late yellow, by the way, I believe, with Sebastian Vettel's incident. So that closed it up, but nevertheless, Mad Max was able to pull away from him.
Absolutely. We can see that he's does not have that aggressive mode anymore, but when it does come out, elbows out, and he's good to go, takes that corner really quickly and very smoothly.
Yeah, and getting you up to date on the driver standings, of course, Charles Leclerc, still your leader at 104 points. Mad Max Verstappen has closed a little bit, still 85 points in second place. Sergio Perez, the other Red Bull, 66. George Russell with a nice run, starting 12th and ended up 5th. He is up to 4th in the standings, 59 points. Carlos Sainz, the other Ferrari, at 53 points. So you've seen a little bit of the adjustments. Max Verstappen, even though he's in second in points, now the favorite to win the Drivers' Championship. He was minus $1.05. It was basically even last week, even split with him and Charles Leclerc. But Verstappen now minus 150, Leclerc plus 120. Sergio Perez, he's drifted up a little bit, 65-1 to win the World Championship. George Russell, 40-1. And Carlos Sainz took a little bit of a drop. It was 65-1 last week, now 40-1. And then the Constructors, Ferrari, 6-point lead, 157. Still minus 110, basically an even split to go ahead and win the Constructors' Championship. Red Bull on their heels at 151. And then you see a big gap, and Mercedes trying to close that gap. We'll see when they get those upgrades. We'll talk about that in a minute. They are at 95, McLaren 46, Alfa Romeo at 31.
Absolutely. I'm looking at this. Alfa Romeo, 5th. Very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Looks like that Ferrari power unit, yes, and powertrain in the back of that car is doing phenomenal. And let's be honest, we know who's carrying this team. He was ghosted last year. People did not look at him that much. Valtteri Bottas doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job here at Alfa Romeo, carrying the team, being a team leader, and putting that car in the points. We saw him hold up Lewis and George in Miami, which was really interesting because no one looked at him, and now he's holding up probably one of the best teams there is, and they're not doing that well this year. And we can see Alfa Romeo, who was not that good last year, is now doing a phenomenal job this year.
And when we come back on the other side, we're going to start our preview of the Spanish Grand Prix at the Circuit de Barcelona, Catalunya, which has been the circuit for this race since 1991. So we'll see if it's going to stay the same, Ferrari and Red Bull, and then everybody else well behind on the other side here on Racing Lines.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Racing Lines. Wes Reynolds, Mikhail Miranda here with you. We are previewing the Spanish Grand Prix. And then, of course, next week, we're going to have one of the crown jewels of Formula One racing, that being the Monaco Grand Prix. So a rare back-to-back in Formula One. Usually you get 1 or 2 weeks off between races, but they're going back-to-back here. But we're starting at the Circuit de Barcelona, Catalunya. This has been the circuit since 1991. And these teams are very well familiar with this track, by the way. They do the winter testing a lot here, so a lot of experience for these teams. And really what you've seen here is you want to be up front, and you want to be up front pretty much every Formula One race, but especially here. I believe since they moved to Barcelona, Catalunya in 1991, 19 times the pole sitter of this race, the Spanish Grand Prix, has went on to win the F1 World Championship, and 18 times the race winner became the world champion. It did not happen last year, though, because Lewis Hamilton won the race and then, of course, was beaten in the season finale by Max Verstappen. Not a lot of track modifications that we have seen this year. They made the gravel pit in turn four a little bit larger. You might remember, if you've been watching these races for many years, that was where in turn four, where Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton back in 2016 had a crash. So they removed that wall and made the gravel pit a little bit wider. And they do that a little bit as well for MotoGP and World Superbike that also races here at the Circuit de Barcelona, Catalunya. So they have done that. But one thing that has not changed, and it may change this year, but the last 5 years, the winner of the race has been one and the same, that being Lewis Hamilton.
Absolutely. We know that Lewis has sort of lost his pace. We have no idea if it's due to Lewis or if it's due to Mercedes, but both parties play a role here. So let's go and looking at some of the major notes for this Grand Prix. It's going to be that Ferrari is set to bring in major upgrades. We have seen Red Bull bring in minor upgrades every race. Ferrari set to bring in a major upgrade. And I'm really interested to see if it's supposed to be a side pod, it's going to be a floor, because we know that we are gone back to the ground effect for all these floors, which means downforces generate from the undercarriage of the car instead of the top. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Just a little note for everyone. This is going to be on May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. This is the race weekend. So we have FP1 at 5 a.m. PST on the 20th of May. We have FP2 at 8 a.m. PST. FP3 at 4 a.m. on the 21st. Qualifications is at 7 a.m. and race on Sunday at 6 a.m. It's a very early race, so getting your bets in, probably looking to do the day before. And if you're an early bet like me, probably wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to put in a final bet like who's going to win, who's going to be a top 10 and everything.
We got used to those late, like normal racing times, what we normally get for like NASCAR or IndyCar racing here in North America, but we are back to the European circuit, so obviously set your alarms early on. And you mentioned Ferrari and Alfa Romeo. Of course, they are engine partners. This is Ferrari power for Alfa Romeo. You see that a little bit in NASCAR, where some teams make engine alliances, even though they're not part of that particular team. A certain team like Hendrick Motorsports will have Hendrick engines for some of the mid-pack or lower-level teams, and that has really evened it out in NASCAR. Not as much in Formula One, even though Alfa Romeo in the top five in the constructor standing. So those relationships can be very beneficial because there is a budget difference between the really, really top teams like the Ferraris and the Red Bulls versus, you know, the Aston Martins and the Alfa Romeos. I mean, you get what you pay for more often than not in Formula One. So we're going to be interested to see if these upgrades really come to fruition immediately in this race. But one of the things I want to talk about, Mikhail, and you can shed some light on this, in terms of tires, usually a big issue here at the Spanish Grand Prix.
It is, because the circuit gets really, really hot. And with these new cars being really fast, really aggressive, we could see tire degradation be really high here. And the thing with the Ferrari upgrades is, if they're bringing aerodynamic upgrades, does that eat away at the tires? Does that make drivers a little bit more conscious? Hey, maybe time for tire saving during the race. Interesting to see what compounds they use for the tires as well. But the undercut, which is basically if you pit earlier, you can get out faster from the pit lane, you can get a nice good outlap and undercut your opponent, and it plays a really big role over here. You have to get your tire strategy right, which means the teams have to pay real close attention to your tires. One person who's really good at tire management, Sergio Perez, sort of been in and out of the spotlight. He's just on the edge over there. So I'm going to see what he does this race, because he's got my attention now. And as I said before on my Twitter, on my Instagram, that I do have a special someone that I'm looking at very closely also for this race. But Sergio Perez, Ferrari, on my list to see what they can do.
Yeah, and no driver changes here except for one. I believe Nyck de Vries is going to drive for Williams and replace for Alex Albon during the first practice session. So that is his Formula One, at least practice debut. Most of these teams, by the way, and we didn't get a chance to mention this last week, they do have at least one or even multiple test drivers that obviously do not race in the race, but they help with the setup and they help with the team. And look, they take these jobs hoping to get on in a full-time seat here in Formula One, because there's only 20 seats in this grid. And let's talk about that grid, actually. And these odds, by the way, available at DraftKings Sportsbook as we record here on Wednesday afternoon. So you'll catch this later tonight or on Thursday. Qualifying, by the way, not until Friday. So looking at fastest qualifier, no surprise, top two guys in the points, Max Verstappen, Charles Leclerc, even money. Carlos Sainz, his hometown race here in Spain, 10-1. Sergio Perez, 14-1 as well. George Russell and Lewis Hamilton going to be 35-1. Oh, how the mighty have fallen, or at least fallen a little bit, because they would be the short prices as of last year. Lando Norris, 80-1. Valtteri Bottas, 100-1. We won't go through the entire grid. Another Spaniard for a hometown race. There are two in the field this year. One, Fernando Alonso, former world champion, 150-1. So we won't go down from there. That is the fastest qualifier. And we mentioned earlier, qualifying always important in Formula One, pretty much week in and week out, but especially based on the recent trends, very important here, Mikhail. So looking at that, tough to really go outside the favorites, I think.
Absolutely. But the one thing that's really, really interesting to me, George and Lewis at 35-1. I'm sorry, but I don't like those odds at all. Like, George should be favored a bit more. He has been
more consistent. Yes,
absolutely. He's putting in that car. Yes, we did see him in the Miami Grand Prix sort of fall back, but we saw what he can do. He's the comeback king. He's always been there. Even last year, he was Mr. Saturday. He outperformed the Williams, and this year he's outperforming the Mercedes, given the little pace that it has. So George and Lewis here at 35-1, sort of very intriguing to me of what the odds make as a team.
And rule number one in Formula One, and in really any form of motorsport, beat your teammate, because he's usually got the same equipment you got. So that's how they're going to be judging there. And just kind of looking as well, Mikhail, and we'll get into the podium and the race winner momentarily, but Ferrari, Carlos Sainz, Charles Leclerc, bringing in the upgrades, or they're supposed to be bringing, as you mentioned earlier in the pod here, but they're still underdogs. Why do you believe that is?
Honestly, I was very, very confused about that myself. I was looking at all of their stuff, and I get that Red Bull is fast in a straight line. They're faster than Ferrari. Yeah. However, this track has medium to slow speed corners, a lot of twisty turns, which favors the Ferrari. There are only two straights where the Red Bull could take advantage of, which is the start finish straight and somewhere in the middle of the track. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is very interesting to me, especially with these major upgrades. While Red Bull is only bringing in minor upgrades to change the weight of the car, to lower the weights, because we know that these cars are the heaviest they've ever been. So I'm just looking at this and going, why are we underdogs here? Why is Ferrari underdogs? Mm-hmm. What is going on? Is there something hidden? Because maybe Red Bull has not been turning up the pace.
Yeah, race winner odds, by the way, and we'll give you the top four. You can go to DraftKings, by the way, and get the full 20-driver field for the Spanish Grand Prix. Right now, Max Verstappen, a little bit less than even money, minus $1.05. Charles Leclerc, plus 135. Carlos Sainz, 14-1. Sergio Perez, 16-1. And when you look at that, Carlos Sainz, I wonder if we're getting the home country discount here, Mikhail, because this is his home event, the Spanish Grand Prix. Sergio Perez, of course, has been a little bit more consistent, actually a lot more consistent than Carlos Sainz. Carlos Sainz, by the way, did retire in two of the last three races, did not finish podiums in all three others. But Sergio Perez, after that disaster in Bahrain, fourth in Saudi, second in Australia, second in Imola, fourth in Miami. So, you know, he's been more consistent in terms of the points, but do you think that we're getting that home country discount here with Carlos Sainz this week?
It looks like it. It looks a lot like it. And it's really frustrating to see that, because Sergio Perez is above Carlos Sainz in the driver standings. So we know that Sergio Perez has got a lot of pace. He's got a lot of emotions going through him, especially coming from Miami, where the car wasn't up to his standards. They had engine problems. He is looking to outperform that car up and to keep up pace with Max Verstappen, who can run away sometimes. So looking at the odds that we have here for Carlos, it's, to me, it's just very disappointing to see this, that he is being favored. I get that it's the home Grand Prix, and normally drivers in their home Grand Prix do get favored, but over someone who's been outperforming and consistently performing, it's very concerning to see what's going on here.
So let's get to a couple more odds boards that you can bet that's available at DraftKings. Podium, which is top three, by the way, in Formula One. Verstappen and Leclerc, minus $3. Carlos Sainz, who the aforementioned Carlos Sainz, minus 150. Sergio Perez, minus 110. George Russell, Lewis Hamilton, just a little bit less than plus $4. Lando Norris, plus 750. Valtteri Bottas, 10-1. And his teammate Zhu, the man from China, 130-1. And that's a team to keep an eye on this week. Alfa Romeo, along with their sister programmer, really, Ferrari. They are bringing the upgrades this week, so maybe immediate improvement from Alfa Romeo. And then Alonso, 14-1, Ocon, 16-1, Daniel Ricciardo, 22, Kevin Magnussen, 35, Pierre Gasly, 40. And then up and down the board, you can also bet top 10. Just to give you some context there, Charles Leclerc and Max Verstappen, minus 650. Obviously, that is going to go through the roof after qualifying, because they are going to be top 10. You can also bet fastest pit stop, Red Bull, plus 110, Williams, $2, Ferrari, plus 550, Mercedes, plus 650, and then on down the board. Mikhail, in terms of these upgrades, before we get to our selections here at the end, with Ferrari and Alfa Romeo, do you think that they pay immediate dividends right here in the first race at Barcelona, Catalunya?
From what I've read, from what I've heard, they seem to do a lot of dividends, especially with Ferrari. We know that they are very, very frugal with their money. So when they do spend, it makes a big effect right away.
Ferrari's level of frugality a lot different than some of these other teams, though.
And especially since they've been spending a lot of money repairing their cars, they're like, okay, maybe time to save some money and make sure these upgrades are actually what we need. We need to keep this pace above Red Bull. And if we go back to prior years when Ferrari have taken the lead, they've been doing well, they've been cursed. Knock on wood, this doesn't happen this year, because I would really love to see Charles Leclerc do something phenomenal, because he is the only Ferrari driver to get a five-year contract, which is coming to an end pretty soon. And so he's been the leader over here. Even though we've had Kimi Raikkonen, Sebastian Vettel, former world champions in Ferrari, no one has got a five-year contract. So I'm very interested to see what these new upgrades bring to for Charles, because I think maybe this year could be his year where he becomes world champion.
Yeah, and absolutely, got a long line of world champions there with Ferrari. So, Mikhail, let's go to the selections here. I will start with you. I know you have a much more full card than I do, so go ahead and break it down for us.
So, obviously, I have Charles Leclerc to win. I have him at plus 115. Sergio Perez also to win at 18-1. He's always going to be on my cards just because I believe Sergio has that winning mentality. He's got that pace. He's ready to go. One track, that's all he needs before he starts taking off like a rocket ship. Here is my surprise bet that I was telling everyone. Valtteri Bottas, podium finish, plus 650. That is my surprise bet because I'm pretty sure that he can do it. He was fifth in Miami until he had an oversteer moment, which made him drop down two places. But Valtteri Bottas is doing very good in that car. Mick Schumacher, points finish at plus 195. Alex Albon at plus 250 for points finish. And Sebastian Vettel at plus 300.
Points finish, by the way, is top 10. That is how they classify points here in Formula One. Only 10 of the 20 drivers are going to get points at the end. Just a couple for me, and I'm going to be a sucker and go with the home country discount here. And I'm going to say Carlos Sainz gets on the podium here. I think it's been very inconsistent, retired the last two of the last three races, but the other finishes second, third, and third. So he's right there. And I think, you know, to have the Spaniard get on the podium, he's also a dark horse, I think, to win the race. But I'm going to go with podium, be a little bit more conservative. Carlos Sainz at minus 150. Also going to go for the points for the top 10. I'm going to take a shot with the man from China who's only been in the points one time. That's Zhu Guanyu, who was 10th in Bahrain. You mentioned Valtteri Bottas, who you like for the podium. That is Alfa Romeo, so they're going to have the same upgrades that Ferrari has. So I am going to go with them for the top 10. And then for fastest qualifier, I am going to go with Charles Leclerc at even money, so plus $1.
The one thing that both me and you have sort of been on a consensus, we haven't taken Max Verstappen.
I took him to win the race, though, last time in
Miami. Last time, but for Spanish.
Yeah.
We are not looking at Max Verstappen, and I think there is a good reason. Ferrari's major upgrades.
Right. And Max Verstappen, by the way, has won here before. He won in 2016. Lewis Hamilton, of course, has won the last five.
So look out for this because my bets, maybe after qualifying, after free practice three, might change to have Max Verstappen somewhere. Maybe outrun win or maybe even in the podium. But I'm keeping Max in the back of my mind, but not taking him right now because Ferrari have just been doing really well with no upgrades this entire season until now.
And it'll be interesting going forward. By the way, Friday will be the practice sessions and then Saturday qualifying. We will race Sunday morning here at the Circuit de Barcelona, Catalunya for the Spanish Grand Prix. Usually kind of the indicator of who's going to be left standing at the end of the season based on who wins the pole and who wins this race. So for Mikhail Miranda, Wes Reynolds, enjoy the Spanish Grand Prix this weekend, everybody.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.